Welcome to the Chelsea Skidmore Show. I'm so excited for today's episode. I have on one of my best friends, comedian Sarah Wineshank. She's super funny and we always have a great time together. I'm just like laughing, thinking about her outfit for this episode. She showed up in a pink fringe cowgirl outfit and pink sunglasses. It's like, you gotta love that. You gotta love a fun, eccentric, stylish friend. And in this episode, we get into her style. We do an Instagram Q&A. We talk about dating and past bad dates we've went on with guys and how they dress. And then she asked me a ton of pregnancy questions. So it's super fun. I know you guys will like it. And let me first just check in with you and tell you about a couple of brands I want to give some shout outs to for today. So the first one I want to tell you about is an amazing baby and mama skincare brand called Noodle & Boo. Noodle & Boo was founded by a mama whose babies had extremely sensitive skin and eczema. She set out to create products that had the efficacy of pharmaceutical products using only natural and proven safe ingredients for sensitive skin. They work with professionals who specialize in natural and holistic skincare. Each exclusive formula is developed to nourish, replenish, and protect especially delicate and sensitive skin. So my girlfriend, Ashley, I've been messaging her almost daily about everything I need to do to prep for the baby. And she told me I have to get Noodle & Boo, which are super chic, adorable products for the baby. Skincare, they have shampoo, they have lotion, and then they also have stuff for the mom, which I've been using and I ordered some of it. So what I got was the prenatal daily body care kit, and that includes elasticity oil, perfecting cream and restorative leg and foot balm to prevent and heal itchy skin, stretch marks, concerns, tender muscles, and sore feet. And the oil and the cream soak in super quickly. They leave my skin nice and soft so I can get on with my day and not worry about them rubbing on my clothes. So I use that elasticity oil every single day, at least twice a day. And what I love about it is that it just like, it rubs in and absorbs really, really well. It smells really good and it just doesn't get all over my stuff. Like I can quickly get dressed after and there's no like line from the oil on my clothes. So it's definitely my favorite prenatal skincare item that I've found so far. And then I also got the Ultimate Cleansing Cloths, which are baby wipes. They're luxuriously thick, petal-soft cloths that are soaked in a mild, alcohol-free, plant-based, no-rinse solution consisting of gentle cleansers and nourishing moisturizers that tenderly soothe and hydrate the skin. So I'm super excited to use that on my baby. And you can do more than clean diapers with them. You can wipe off your sticky fingers, messy faces, hard-to-reach neck crevices where milk gets stuck. I've heard all about that. Literally everywhere and as many times as needed. Know that it won't irritate your baby's sensitive skin. And as part of Noodle & Boo's business model, the company helps children in need. So a portion of Noodle & Boo's profit is set aside for children's charities such as St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Save the Children, Keep a Child Alive, Project Night Night, and so much more. So go to noodleandboo.com to check out their gift sets and be sure to use the promo code Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, at checkout to save 10% off on your order for today. And Noodle & Boo is so confident in their products. It's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Love it or return it. So that's noodleandboo.com. Use the code Chelsea to save 10% off for today. And thanks to Noodle & Boo for sponsoring this episode. And the last shout out I want to give is to Comrade Socks. So they showed up on my Instagram because everything I'm doing right now, all the brands that I search for and all the baby stuff I'm Googling, I get a lot of Instagram ads. So I got one for Comrade Socks and their compression sock brand. And I've been hearing about compression socks because one of my girlfriends uses them and she's not even fucking pregnant. And I never knew if I needed them or not, but I kept reading that they were good to have. So I was like, I might as well get some from Comrade because they kept showing up and they were actually very, very cute. So I was like, got to check them out. And I got like a really cute, like, I want to say like five pairs that all kind of like looked similar, and like the packaging was so cute when they showed up and they all blended together, and it was like a very cute fall look, and they're actually super fucking comfortable. I had no idea what to expect with compression socks. I didn't wear them for like a month after I got them because I assumed I had to put them on if I was like really swollen in my feet or ankles, but then I was getting really dizzy and my doctor told me that I should use compression stockings. And I was like, okay, I already have the socks. So I put them on and they were so comfortable. It was like a hug on my foot all day. I'll never not wear them. So check out Comrade. They're the ultimate treat for your feet, using the power of compression to help you make smarter steps every day. True wellness isn't a tonic. It happens one step at a time from the ground up. Through science coupled with conscious design, they empower better living for everything you care about, to give you the momentum to keep flowing, squeezing more out of what you want from each day. And you don't have to be pregnant to use them. I know that people use them for flying and stuff like that. So definitely check out Comrade, check out Noodle and Boo. And now, without further ado, here is my episode with Sarah Weinshank. Enjoy.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, shit. We're on. You have two camera angles and everything.
We've upgraded.
Yeah, you have.
And I'm glad because you look cute. And for those listening who aren't seeing,
you're missing out.
I mean, Sarah's outfit.
You're going to want to go ahead and subscribe on the YouTube, honeys.
And you look like someone who would say something like that with your outfit. Like, you look like someone who would call people honey. You're dressed like a 85-year-old woman in Vegas, but like a young version of her.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
But it's the young hip version.
It's like, you know exactly how I'm going to end up.
you would can be so
see
cool.
The, cool, fun grandma. I'll probably put like a little bit of hot pink in my gray.
I love that. I know. I've thought about wanting. Well, I've always wanted the pink hair to begin with.
Pink?
Yeah. Which is a little done, but I want it still, and it's hot.
I also feel like I don't know what's going on with me, but at any point you could see me and I could be having a wild color.
You're thinking of a color coming
soon?
I'm
thinking of.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
She's lost it, you know? When you start getting into those different colors.
I know, we're people thinking talk. Of someone. Yeah, they do.
People talk. They and you know say, what? They don't stop talking. and I need that.
And the 5150 hold gets extended.
Yes. It goes from 72 hours to
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then to 30 days. Because I did speak with a UCLA neuropsychiatric doctor.
Oh.
Today.
Cool. About that?
About a hold.
About a hold?
And we'll talk about that later.
Well, you know, I've been on a hold.
I've been on a hold.
Been on a hold, honey. You don't get into 2022.
How many days were
without
you there,
being
though?
On hold? Three.
Yeah, okay.
And by the second, I was ready to leave. But by like the first, I was like, I cannot be here another minute.
We're talking about being held in a mental institution. For those of you guys who aren't catching on, how glad are we that hold did not get extended? If there was
a girl in there.
Yeah.
If I was in there for 2 weeks, I would freak out.
Well, when I was about to have my meeting with the psychiatrist to determine the length of stay, my roommate was like, I've been here 2 months.
I know that was like my roommate too. And I was like, no.
I was so afraid. I flirted. I've talked about this before. I flirted with a psychiatrist.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I hiked my gown up.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I was like, I have so much to get back to. Like,
no,
I was like talking
didn't.
In a
no,
in a
didn't.
Different voice.
No, you didn't.
I was like, I do stand up and I have tons of stand up shows. He was like, I love stand up.
No.
I was like, I'm so busy.
No.
And he was like, I have to get back to my shows. And he was like, okay.
I know.
He didn't even like question if I really did it or not. Because now that I think about it, like if someone in a mental hospital said they have to get back to doing stand up, like thank God he believed me. I mean, I'm not lying.
He's like, oh, well, she's in a mental hospital.
But would
she
you
probably
believe?
Does stand up.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're rappers there. Everyone thinks they're movie stars.
I mean,
like I got away with it.
I was doing stand up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was performing for my peers. That's so funny. And I was like, you took the pepper shaker. I was like, is this thing on? I was like, okay, this is going to be my mic. And then I got it taken away.
Were you at UCLA?
No, but my psychiatrist is from UCLA.
Oh, okay. Which one were you at again?
I was at one in Pasadena.
Los Encinas?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, did you have Dr. Pilko?
I'm not sure.
You were at Los Encinos.
All I know is that the food was incredible, honey.
Incredible? Ew, the food at mine was... That's a statement. That's a statement you have never heard. The food at the mental hospital is incredible. Everyone I've talked to, it's horrible, Sarah.
No, that's not true.
I think you have appetite.
I've had people reach out to me and say that they had the same experience. The food there was incredible. They made me a chicken feta dish. I don't even know what chicken feta
is. Was it like an airplane chicken feta dish?
No, Chelsea. It was like the chef was blowing my mind.
But was it like a Panera Bread chicken feta dish?
No.
Compare it to a
restaurant. I can't. That's the thing. And I think about it. Sometimes about it. And I'm like, if I could just go back.
And have that dish again.
I would.
That's so funny. I have that same thing. When I was younger, I was sitting coach, economy, on a flight. And I didn't want the food that they were serving.
Yeah.
And they had a first class meal left over, and it was arroz con pollo. And it was incredible.
You think about it sometimes.
I think about it all the time. And I had it when I was younger, and it was just like this incredible dish that I've always tried to, like, it's never been the same since. It was like incredible.
It's weird when you get an expectedly good dish.
I didn't eat any of the food when I was 5150, and someone ended up bringing me food. They brought me bolognese pasta from my ex. He brought bolognese pasta from what's the Brazilian place? That was on Robertson. Now it's on Sunset.
Brazilian that everyone gets the food from.
Bossa Nova.
Okay.
Bolognese pasta from Bossa Nova, French fries, and a slice of triple berry from Sweet Lady Jane.
Okay.
And that's what I ate in the psych ward. Honey. You want to play honey?
Honey. Honey. She imported her own food to the ward.
Yeah, I was like in Goodfellas when like they get the bread brought in and we're slicing the garlic.
I just watched Goodfellas for the first time.
Really? Ugh, isn't it so good?
It's so good.
I crave it so much in December because of like the holiday scenes, and I always want to watch it around every Christmas.
Yeah.
Did you watch it with your new boy?
I did.
Because he says, you got to watch this movie. Yeah. That's like the fun thing about dating guys.
Yeah.
And because they got to show you all the movies you haven't seen.
Well, also, he's into completely different things than me. So there's not really an overlap. Like, I haven't seen Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know how I hadn't seen it. It was amazing.
It's a classic.
It was so good. I didn't think I was going to like it. Because I hear Goodfellas.
What do you think, Brett Ernst? No, I'm just kidding.
I think.
I don't know.
I think, like, men, guns, money, murder.
What could be better?
That's true. What could be better?
What else have you watched with him?
Oh, I am on this Elf kick.
Elf?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Okay, it's lasting past Halloween.
Yeah.
Are you putting on those ears still for fun?
No.
Thank God. Okay, because...
No.
Sarah had a really
I went
intricate elf costume.
I went full elf.
Yeah.
I spent time researching ears. I went through 4 pairs. I did find the perfect pair.
They were like prosthetic Lord of the Rings ears.
Yeah. And we're going to start Lord of the Rings. We haven't
you
yet.
You are? So what other elf?
Dark Crystal.
What is
Dark
that?
Dark Crystal is a movie? Jim Henson classic movie. It's from the 80s, okay? You may have missed it. And if you've missed it, there's plenty of time to get to it.
You like fantastical things.
I like a Muppet, a creature. I do. I never thought of myself as liking these types of things until I like a Tim Burton, like I like Edward Scissorhands. You don't like that?
I was mimicking a hairball. I don't know why. Sorry. Tim Burton, just no thank you.
Really? Ugh. I love anything that's like...
Get Helena Bonham Carter away from me. Get
that
away
bitch
from
is in
me.
Everyone.
Yeah. Clean the under eye makeup off.
I love it.
Nightmare Before Christmas, nothing disgusts me more.
Okay, that's so weird because Cass and I got into this argument because he was like, if we can watch anything, what do you want to watch? I was like, Nightmare Before Christmas. And he's like, Claymation. You're choosing Claymation.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I love Nightmare Before Christmas. He's like, everyone I can't does. Stand it.
I hate it.
Why?
You want to know this?
Why?
I've never seen Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Me either.
Thank God.
Because
neither
the people who get into that are a cult.
But those people are the same people who like
let's
fucking.
Let's do
night,
the
I don't
time
know the
warp
I don't like
again.
That.
Like
I don't
whenever
want to know
I
that.
Hear
I don't
it,
know
I just think of like these like weird theater kids that I would. Yeah. And you're like, what's happening? Are you guys in a cult?
Those are the people though who also like Nightmare Before Christmas.
No. I like Nightmare Before Christmas, and you know, I'm completely different than those people.
All right. So what else are we? What are the other elves?
Okay, so
like
well,
the Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, we did rewatch recently. Labyrinth is good, but Dark Crystal's better because it's like this whole fantastical world where there's
is that
different-
someone holding an orb?
There's crystal. It's a whole thing. It's basically like there's like this whole community of fantastical beings, and there's elves, but then there's also pot. It's a whole thing. I can really get into it, but you wouldn't. It would be like not for you. I can tell it's already not for
you.
Yeah,
because my face is dropped.
Because your face is completely fallen.
You're like it's so far off my face. It's just melting off my being.
Well, I like to get high and watch it.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I'm
hope.
Not, no, I just do it completely.
These are pot shows.
Well, also Love on the Spectrum. I watch that's a completely sober time of my life.
I haven't seen that yet.
Well, I don't know what you're waiting for.
I know.
Succession, have you been watching?
Sweetie.
This
I didn't give up.
One, this
the last,
last one
was the best one of the season.
Of the season.
So good. We're talking about Ken's Notorious K-E-N.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes.
When he's walking in.
Yes.
So funny.
And then also the treehouse.
The treehouse. So funny. And I have thought about how we didn't get to see Little Wu-Tang like 6 times. I was
That's
looking forward
so
to that.
Funny. Why did you have to remind me? Because I hadn't thought about it, but now I'm like, fuck, yeah, we didn't.
I know. I was really looking forward to that. It had been set up the whole show, and I was like, I kind of can't wait to see what that looks like.
I know. And then it never happened.
Yeah, that was a bummer. But that was such a great episode. And such a great episode. And I love Succession. I know you do too. And
yes.
This is the 3rd season that they're now in. And I got to be honest, like everyone I know hates this season. And it's painful, but me and Steven aren't giving up. We
like
it. We don't have
season.
A problem with
I
it.
I do not have a problem with this season
Me
at
either.
All. I like the last 2 episodes actually kind of a lot.
Yeah. This last episode was the best one yet.
This one was the best episode yet.
And I had to look up the writer-director of this episode on it. And I noticed one of the writers in, and I'm going to butcher this. It's either Georgina or like Georgie Pritchett is her name.
Okay.
Who I think is one of the EPs on the show and maybe the showrunner, like one of the head writers on it. But she's also from Veep. That's where I know of her from originally.
Okay.
And also she created that new show, The Shrink Next Door.
Okay. Have you watched that?
I have. Wasn't what I thought the show was going to be. Mm-hmm. The show is very different from what I imagined it was going to be. Like what I created in my mind when I heard about it. I've only watched like the first 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
How many have you seen?
I haven't seen any, but I started listening to the soundtrack. And I really liked the soundtrack.
I love soundtracks. Yeah, it's... I love Paul Rudd. He's like my favorite comedic actor next to Ben Stiller. Will Ferrell is great. I love Katherine Hahn. They're all in it. I don't I'll continue watching it. I don't have Apple TV, so I was watching it somewhere else.
When you say somewhere else, do you mean like a sports bar?
At a rehab I was working at.
Okay, okay. There we go.
At a Malibu rehab, honey, that I was sober companioning at.
Of course.
Yeah, when my client went to group, I went to TV.
Okay, so like what's going on with the pregnancy? How are you feeling? Are there any weird cravings? What's this part like?
Girlfriend, glad you asked.
Because I am scared of being pregnant.
Really?
But I want a baby.
Wait, tell me.
I
understand the fear of giving birth, but I want to hear about the fear of the pregnancy itself.
I just seems kind of alien-ish to me. And like I'm less scared about having the baby, more scared of the pregnancy.
That's funny.
But you've been handling it well.
Well,
and looking cute the whole time.
Thanks, Sarah. So, yeah. As you know, and as I've spoken about, the first trimester was extremely difficult. I was very sick for the first 3 months, and now I am feeling much better. I'm hitting 6 months on Friday. And there are just so many new, I think the hardest part is that it's new for me. It's my first time being pregnant, so I don't know what to expect. And there's so many weird symptoms that are normal, mm-hmm. considered normal, mm-hmm. that pop up. And yesterday, there was like 100 things that popped up in under an hour. And I got fucking rocked.
Like what?
Like, I'll try to remember everything. So, like, we were laying on the couch. First of all, like, my body is, like, different. Like, right now, I weigh 140 pounds.
Okay.
143 with clothes on. So, what should we say? 141?
Listen, around 140.
We'll stick to 140. And I've gained 20 pounds so far.
Okay.
Right before my pregnancy, I was almost 120.
Okay.
So now I'm almost 23 weeks and I've gained 20 pounds.
Okay, that seems like right.
Yeah, I think so. There's been no complaints so far.
Right.
It seems normal. I think everyone's different, but I'm like in line with what's normal.
Right.
Perhaps a couple of pounds over, to be honest.
Okay.
But we'll see. So my body feels completely different. Like I've never been this heavy in my entire life. Like I feel like before people used to make fun of me and say that I had like a little strut or like a glide with the way that I walked.
Okay.
Now there's a waddle there. I feel the weight on my body. This is the first time that, and I hate to sound like a cunt, but this is the first time my thighs have touched when I walk.
Oh, yeah. That must be alarming for you. My thighs know, have been touching since, like, second grade. I just, like, there's never a moment when they haven't touched. It's so fucked up, Chelsea. They don't even tell you the amount of pain you're in when they're rubbing against.
My thighs are touching. No, but the big thing is my stomach. So, like, bending down to do something is different now. Like, I asked Stephen to tie my shoe the other day because bending down, like, you have to make room for your stomach. And my stomach isn't huge, but
you're it's really cute pregnant.
But it's big for my body.
But you're like ideal pregnant. You're like you've got like the basketball and it looks like cute, and you have like skinny arms and legs. Like I'm really afraid.
No,
mom told me that when she was pregnant, she gained like 60 pounds, and the doctor.
So did my mom.
The doctor told her to slow it down.
Yeah, my mom as well gained between like 60 and 70, I think.
Yeah.
And we have similar body types.
Yeah.
So if I still have 4 months left, I'm probably going to gain another fucking 20.
But this is the thing. It's like it's better you gain the weight than and you have the healthy baby than worrying about it.
I'm not stopping.
Are you having like food cravings?
Yeah. So wait, hold on. I want to finish the other thought because about last night really quick first.
Okay.
So I'm sitting on the couch and then, my stomach's in the way of like everything I do. It's hard to like get up. I was like, Stephen, it's hard for me to like get up. Like, I feel like I need a shoehorn. He's like, yeah, I've been fat before. Like, I know what that's like.
No.
He said that he's like, we should get you a pulley to pull you up. And then he said he saw that on Instagram that some people have pulleys to pull them out of bed.
No.
But I'm assuming that's people who are like 600 pounds, you know? But anyways, so what happened last night was I was laying on the couch and then my stomach started just she started kicking and she's been kicking harder. So like what I told you, it felt like she had Doc Martens on and steel toe boots. So she'll do these like shocking kicks sometimes out of nowhere. I'm like, ah. And then I was like, oh, my like legs are uncomfortable. And I was like, Steven, I need you to massage my thighs. Like, I've never asked for a thigh massage before, but like I needed it. You know what I mean? Like I needed the like kneading on my skin.
Yeah.
So then I started to get really lightheaded and dizzy and was like almost like falling over.
No.
Then we go upstairs and like I had really bad heartburn. I had to take Tums.
I wonder if she has hair. That's the rumor.
What?
When you get heartburn, the kid is
Well, I
hair.
Ate really spicy foods okay. yesterday.
I hope she's in there like meals. Fucking Rapunzel.
Me too. Me too, little cutie. Ready for that bow to be put on her
Yeah.
And then I started to get like really bad, I think like gas pains.
Okay.
Because I ate like a ton of mac and cheese. So it was probably making me like really bloated.
Okay.
So then I was like burping and farting a lot.
You were?
Yeah. And
was
then
it
my,
like you have no control over it or do you just need to burp and fart?
Both. But like there's been some surprises. But like
Steven, no, I don't know.
But Steven doesn't care.
Fart or burp.
Steven well, doesn't care. And it, and sometimes he's like, you're disgusting. He's like, I'm married to pig farmer. And then I'm like, really? And he's like, no, it's fine. So it just is what it is. And then, so then my stomach started hurting like badly. And I think it was because I had like gas bubbles in my stomach.
Okay.
And then this is the worst symptom. So then out of nowhere, we're watching Selling Sunset. I sit up, I pause the show and I say, I'm having muscle spasms in my chest and it's tightening. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. For 2 minutes, my chest tightened up. Like, I'm like, is this a heart attack? Like, I didn't know. And then he Googled it and was like, oh, it's the uterus, like poking the diaphragm or something. And it's totally normal in pregnancy. And my mom's like, oh yeah, I used to have that too. And it starts to like affect your breathing. And for like 2 minutes, my whole chest was spasming, like, and like tightened. And I was like, and I'm just, all of this happened in like an hour. I was like holding on for dear life last night.
No.
Yes.
That was like, I remember my friend Olivia, when she was pregnant at the end of her pregnancy, she's like, the symptoms are so fucked up and they're weird.
Yeah.
And they're like, she'll be like, suddenly like part of my body's like burning out of nowhere. And you're like, what's happening?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I have that too. I have these like lightning shock.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Shocking lightning bolts up my asshole.
No.
I had that at 8 a.m. and I had to get up and then I thought I had to take a shit. Sorry guys. Sorry. And it was just like one small rabbit pellet. And I was like, that was what caused that.
No.
And it's like, I think it's because like the uterus, I'm blaming the uterus for everything. I think it's like pushing on your rectum or something. Something's like, okay. Everything's pushing.
Okay.
Sarah doesn't like shit talk.
You know how I get about
okay.
shit.
Okay. Should we move on to the cravings then?
Yeah, please. Jump right in. Let's talk mac and cheese.
Yeah,
what are we
mac
doing?
Mac and cheese as usual. I mean, I always want pasta. I'd say the most unusual cravings is that, like, I want lemonade all the time.
That's so weird.
Lemons, Arnold Palmer's. And then I am, like, berries, like blackberries, raspberries.
Okay.
And pomegranate seeds, which is so random. And those are, like, the cravings. And then sometimes I'm like, I really need meat. And I think it's because I want iron. Because your body's like, I really need cheese. And I think it's because my body's craving calcium, you know, and sugar too, like desserts and shit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is so, okay, question.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a birthing playlist?
Have
you thought about this before?
No, I don't think I will. A playlist?
A playlist.
Who's DJing? It's a playlist.
I'm definitely going to
have. Wait, do you know anyone who's had this?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, what do you think I should put on my playlist? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Olivia?
My friend. And I was like, I don't fucking know.
I've never heard of
it. I don't want to be the one to I'm going to have a playlist.
What I did hear that someone did that I really liked.
Giving birth
is
to
that
David Bowie. Dancing?
I would hate that. No. I heard that someone brought those like battery operated candles into the delivery room,
okay.
which I think is really calming and nice. And because you want to do stuff that creates like a calming environment, I think.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. My therapist told me she could make me like a labor hypnosis that I could listen to, like a hypnosis meditation.
Okay.
To put me in like a calming state. So I'll probably do that.
Okay.
And then like perhaps have like some like light, gentle jazz or something.
Gia and
Bossa Nova. I don't know, something calming. But I could also see myself being like, everybody shut the fuck up, you know?
Like. What if you just went like a hard left and you just put like Britney Spears? You can't. You can't.
I'm not going to want that. It's going to be too chaotic.
I think like.
Nothing chaotic.
Tibetan Buddhist chants?
No, I'd be like, shut up.
Ariana Grande?
I'm angry. No, no.
What do you push to?
None of that. The sound of my beating heart. I don't know. I mean, I can't. I don't want any
James
of this.
Taylor.
No, the music. I'm furious, Sarah. I'm getting angry.
You're
sweating.
Getting angry. Okay. But also, like, how are you even supposed to know what to bring to the hospital? Is it the amount of research you have to do?
So much fucking research.
And I follow these mommy influencers. Yeah. I don't even have a baby, and I follow all the clothing companies. I send you outfits.
I know.
I follow all of the things.
Yeah, it's good to – I think it's really good to start learning. Like, I'm, like, such a – preparation person. Like, I'm already like going down the checklist of things that I want to do to like while I can to feel like prepared ahead of time and stuff, and like it just feels really good, and there's so much to learn. Like, it's good that you're following all those mommy blogger people, because like I still know nothing about breastfeeding. Like, I'm gonna take a class or something. Like, they have free classes online that you can take. Bless you. But like
Zoom,
yeah,
breastfeeding Zoom.
Yeah, like Hatch. Do you know that store?
Yes.
They have like a lot of cool like free Zooms and stuff, and like the Pump Station, who's going to be a future guest, has Zooms and stuff. So like, there's a
I've
bunch
been
of-
to the Pump Station.
You have?
I used to work for this lady who had a mommy blog, and I would go to the Pump Station, and all these women would come in and be like. Holding their boobs, looking for, like, specific utensils. That's when I realized, wow, a lot goes into this.
Yeah.
The whole fucking thing.
I'm nervous about, like, my nipples hurting.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everyone's different. I've had, like, talked to girls who say that they love breastfeeding, and it was really...
Who loves it?
Some people love it because they feel like they're connecting with their baby.
Yeah.
But, like, the thought of... I don't know. All I know is that I'm already not that stoked on my tits, so I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm nervous because I love mine right now, so I'm nervous about how
yeah,
they're going to look.
Yeah, you have good boobs.
And what's going to happen.
But it won't matter because you'll have a kid. You'll get, like, a kid out of it.
I don't know. I think everyone's different, I'm hoping.
Yeah, everyone's completely different.
Like, right now, like, my pussy, like...
Let's
like,
talk about
there's
it.
There's weird sensations going on in my pussy. It's not, like... A burning, it's not a pulsing, it's not a lightning rod, but there's something happening between all three.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just
while I'm sitting here talking
no.
to you.
No. Yeah. No, Chelsea.
Yeah.
That's fucked
I feel
up.
So bad for the male producers. I'm so sorry, Tony.
She's not really that sorry. She's like, anyways, yeah, there's a pulling. It feels like a lightning bolt
like
in my pussy.
There's like a rocket fire in my pussy right now. And I'm just sitting here being a fucking mom, Sarah.
I mean,
you know what was fun? Being on stage for the first time in 4 months on Friday and doing my jokes and seeing how they hit differently as a pregnant woman. And and it was just funny to see like the stuff that I got away with more and like how I could tag on like the pregnant thing, like act outs that I had. And then you make some hacky like tag, like, well, that's different pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
Squeezing out an extra laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so has Steven been helpful?
He has been. Yeah, he has been.
That's
and like
good.
He, when he sees like last night, what I was going through, like when he can visually see, there's like, I think it's like he's wondering how much I'm milking it by like wanting him to do things for me and
right.
like how much I actually need his help. Like, I'm like, can you get me a glass of water and plug in my phone? And like, that sort of like, what are you, a princess? But it's also like, no, I honestly, it's just such a hassle to get up.
That's crazy. Like, so when And I've seen you. You're out here mommy influencing before the baby even is here. You're out here. Sarah. I'm like, what kind of products do I need? Let me hit up Chelsea to find out.
I'm
going to
know it all. You are. I'm working with all the brands. I can't even. I have so many on tap.
So many on tap.
For, like for future spots. I mean, we're working with them all.
We're learning.
We're working with all the baby brands.
So what are you most excited about and what are you most scared about?
Great question, for Sarah. Being a mom. And then I got some for you, okay?
Okay.
We can move on.
Okay.
But thank you for giving me a little light.
No, I'm about to shine it all over you, sister.
Most excited about? I mean, God, dressing her up. I can't even tell you.
Oh, my God.
We are going to just dress her up. She's going to have a cool Aunt Sarah.
She's going to have... like a purse.
Yes, a purse. I want to just film her doing like a little thing. Just dressing her up, having a little buddy.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the sleep factor and just like hoping Steven gets very overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
And I can see him like having a freak out and like deserting me like for like too long. Like, and being like, I have to go to Starbucks and write my book. And then, like, leaving me for, like, 6 hours. And I'm just, like, dead, like, on the bed when he gets back with, like, cracked nipples. And, like,
no, no.
And the baby's like, ah. And I'm just, like, in Jagger shit all over the place because I couldn't do anything. And then I haven't eaten in, like, 3 days. And I'm like, help me.
But don't you? yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I feel like. I mean, I hear the first month is, like, really rough like that, you know?
I heard that, too. But then I heard it gets better.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
I'm the kind of person who really needs sleep, though. And, like, my friend was like, oh, yeah, like, you only sleep 3 hours a night. And I was like, fuck. You know?
Yeah, but then also, I mean, you have your mom's clothes, right? I'll babysit. For her.
I'm going to be getting... I'm already lining up my babysitters.
Yeah, please. Steven said I could. Steven
yeah, you
said
can.
At the comedy store that I absolutely can.
Yeah.
It's because Lockwood was like, can I watch the baby? And he's like, we'll see about
that.
And then
people...
I said, can I? And he said, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I know I already have the consent of the family.
Yeah. One of my friends was like... oh, I want to babysit. And I was like, of course. And then privately, we're like, that person is never babysitting, ever. They're never being alone with this child.
I know. It's because it's like a different thing. And then also, like, are you going to be strict about whose houses she goes to, all of that stuff?
So like, the biggest thing right now that is like a bit of a complication is that my doctor has advised us to not be around unvaccinated people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a really tough thing because there's people in our lives
who are
unvaccinated and they don't, like they get it, but they don't, you know?
Well, yeah, because the baby doesn't have an immune system.
Yeah.
You don't get your immune system until you're like 3 or something.
Oh, really? Like that long?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So that's like definitely something difficult that we're having to deal with. So like, I mean, obviously we won't be bringing the baby over to those homes,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. I imagine we'll be staying home for the first like month, obviously, and then cruising the town.
Cruising around in
our Artie Pop and Baby Bjorn carrier. Thank you to both sponsors.
Oh my God.
From the past.
We're loving
the goodies.
Hey, let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to give a shout out to Booby Superfoods. Booby Superfoods was created by an internationally board certified lactation consultant and registered nurse to provide superfood solutions to problems that moms have encountered throughout motherhood. Over the years, the founder, Nurse Wendy, has created new and innovative solutions to support milk supply, nutrition and pregnancy, lactation hydration, postpartum hair loss, and more. So if you're pregnant, if your girl is pregnant, if your friend is pregnant, check out Booby Superfoods, hook them up, use my code Chelsea15 for 15% off at boobysuperfoods.com. And this episode today is also brought to you by Juice Beauty. So during pregnancy, you have to be super careful about what you put in your body and on your skin. There's so many things that I have that I'm not able to use. Like half of my moisturizers I can't use because they contain It's so random. Like, for some reason, so many beauty products contain licorice root or licorice or something. And you can't use that while you're pregnant. And then there's a lot of stuff you can't use as well when you're breastfeeding. So I have to Google every single thing. So I know, obviously, I wanted to find something that was clean, that I didn't have to worry about, that was natural. So I was doing some research. I knew of Juice Beauty. I've seen them before at the store Blue Mercury in West Hollywood. But so I checked them out online, and they have actually some pregnancy safe products that are specialized for pregnancy. They have a pregnancy peel that I got that I used, and then a bunch of other clean, safe products. So check out Juice Beauty because they are the organic solution. They have an OG original green antioxidant rich skincare and plant-based makeup. Cleaning up the beauty space since 2005, they are vegan, cruelty-free, and sustainable. They have certified organic ingredients, wellness, and are farm to beauty. They're clinically validated formulas, authentically organic ingredients. Every organic drop feeds your skin. And again, they're safe for pregnant women to use. So if you want to pick up some Juice Beauty products, I have a code. It's Chelsea15 for 15% off. And go to juicebeauty.com to use that code. This promo will run until December 31st. So make sure to order now and get something in time for Christmas or someone a gift, or just get yourself a gift because you deserve it. That's juicebeauty.com. Use the code Chelsea15 for 15% off your order. And we thank Juice Beauty for sponsoring the podcast. Now, let's get back to the episode with Sarah.
Do you think you're going to be a strict mom?
I think that Steven and I both probably want to be the cool parent. So it'll be interesting to see how, I don't know. It's like, I don't know until the situation I'll be in. Like,
yeah.
I really hard to say. I can't imagine until I'm in a situation with how I'll feel. What about you?
I feel like I would be strict.
Really?
Yeah, like fun, but strict. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not doing that.
Like what? Like, what's like a no-no?
I'm
already using mom words. What's a no-no?
What's a no-no? Running around. First of all, if I have a pool, it will be gated. Second of all.
Like the Curb episode?
Yeah. I did just watch that.
Santa Monica Code.
Yes. So good. That was. Yeah. Have you been watching the new season?
Only seen the first episode so far.
Same.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Yeah. I feel like I'll be like anxiety ridden about their food. Like it'll be like cut up really small. I could see myself going too far with like making my own food and then being
what
like.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't know, because I see that they have like these baby food. It's like a special blender where you can make food for the baby.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm pureeing carrots and I'm like, hello, I haven't even put up my podcast. What am I doing?
Yeah, I'm losing sight of everything.
Yeah, losing sight
of
everything.
With that pulsating machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Puree or pulse. Those are usually the two options on a processor.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm pureeing. I'm pulsing. I'm doing all of it. And then I just feel, I don't know. And then I felt like when I would babysit for this little girl, I would obsessively check to make sure she was breathing.
Mm.
I'd be like.
How old was the
I started babysitting kid. Her when she was 6 months till she was three.
Oh, good. You can babysit then.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. My mom told me that I slept so much when I was a baby, she would check if I was alive all the time.
Yeah.
Knock it's on like, wood, it just sounds dark.
It's just like, you're like, okay, cool. Because sometimes.
But they
just,
sleep a lot.
They
right?
sleep and shit, like most of the time for like the first 6 months. And then around 6 months, they start getting kind of like a personality. And that's when it gets like super fun.
Okay. We have to wait until 6 months.
You'll see little elements of it.
Yeah.
But then like all of a sudden, they become completely different.
What else was it, do you remember from babysitting during that time?
I remember, like, needing to pee and being like, I don't know what to do.
What do you do with them?
I don't know. I didn't know what to do with them because I'm like, it's not my baby, so I don't want to pee with the baby. But I don't want to leave the baby.
You can't hold the baby and pee. Are they heavy? I've never held one.
Yeah.
I've never held a baby.
Well, around the time they're 6 months, they kind of get heavy because they might not be walking yet.
Fuck.
So it's like, you're like, I have to pee And I also have this baby.
So what do? You put them in a crib?
In like a,
or baby.
A pen or something like that real quick.
Yeah.
But then like the whole time you're peeing, you're just like, oh my God, the baby. Fuck. You know what I mean? So the door's open. It's just like, it totally...
takes over your life?
It takes over your life, but it's also so exciting. Mm-hmm. And then you get to like see these little people get born and like become people.
Have you ever changed a diaper?
Yeah.
I've never changed a diaper.
You've never changed a diaper?
But I think I know what to do. I'm assuming you take the diaper off, you wipe them with the baby wipe, you put the cream or powder on them if they always or just if they need it. Probably always.
It's probably
good
to put it on because it's like damp down there and you can get like
a rash.
Yeah.
And then you put a new diaper on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's rocket science.
It's not rocket science, but sometimes when you open the diaper, there's like a surprise in there that you like, it's like worst case scenario. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's actually one of the things that's scaring me is seeing these like crazy shits that these babies make.
Yeah.
And like the shooting of all of the shit and like how they go up their clothes and up their back.
But it's also like they're
Have you seen that in person?
Or yes.
I've seen that on Instagram.
Yes. And then it's like gross because it's like you're like having to wipe shit out of the baby.
Do you have to bathe them every time they're covered in shit? Like how many baths are these fucking kids taking?
I mean, it's messy.
I know, but do they get a bath every time they have like shit on their back?
Well, it depends on how much shit it is.
Okay, that's a good point.
I mean, there's also wipes. The thing that's most important is the wipe warmer.
Oh, do you need the wipe warmer?
Yes.
I'm going to have to add that to my register. Got
because it makes such a big difference.
Oh.
Do you want someone to wipe you cold or warm if you had the option?
Okay. Yeah, a wipe warmer.
Yeah.
And what about the milk warmer?
I don't know.
I've heard that's not needed.
I don't know. Are you going to be breastfeeding?
Huh. Yeah. I'm not having a formula baby. I've met a formula baby. They were cross-eyed.
Formula baby.
Sarah, I got a couple questions for
you. Yes, go ahead.
First one, everyone wants to know, where does your style come from?
I don't know. I feel like I just dress, I put on what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So if I like it, I wear it. And I like a bunch of different weird things. I love a Western flair. I love a vintage flair. I love 60s. I love 50s. I love 70s. I love bow ties, Peter Pan collars. I love rings. You know, I got a lot going on.
When I first met you, you were heavy on the bow ties.
Heavy on the bow ties. I was in my bow tie phase, yeah.
And that's, I don't see those. I forgot about the bow ties because I don't really see it as much anymore.
I got them. The pandemic kind of like had me reinventing myself, okay?
Into a Western woman.
Into a real cowgirl. No, because it just seemed weird to be wearing a bow tie during a pandemic. So I decided.
Like, what are you dressing up for?
Yeah, where are you going? are you an essential worker? Why do you have that bow tie on? Bitch, get inside. Put on a robe. I haven't been wearing bow ties. But yeah, I just have always liked dressing myself ever since the time I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was two, I stopped letting my mom dress me.
When I saw that question, when you were two, you stopped letting
her? Yeah, I was like.
And she listened.
And she said she didn't have a choice because I would cry and scream.
Oh, that's so cute.
But she said I would leave the house like and I would look insane. I would like have like patent leather shoes on with like turquoise pants, like a red dress over.
That's incredible.
And then like my whole hair, I wouldn't let her brush it. So it would be like all knotted in the back and I'd have a purse.
That's so cute.
I know. Crazy though.
Wait, did girls used to tease you for not brushing your hair?
No,
but I got teased for that.
My grandpa would always be like, come over here, let me. And he'd like try to like help me with the back of my hair. And it was like, I wouldn't let him. And it was like all knotted and gross.
Yeah.
I
know. I had the naughtiest hair. I remember one time in like fourth or fifth grade, it was when Aaliyah, Are You That Somebody music video was out. And I went to school wearing baggy green. They looked like UFOs, but they weren't pants. and a black sports bra because that's what she wore in the video.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. And then I wore a gray zip-up fleece over it.
Okay.
And we're in the car on the way to school. My mom goes, what's underneath that jacket? I have no idea how she knew. I have no idea. But she was like, what's under that? And I was like, a sports bra. And she was like, no!
And she didn't let you wear it.
I was already almost at school, so she was like, keep it zipped up.
No.
Yeah. And of course, when we got to recess, I took it off and did the dance for the
You
video.
Did?
Oh, yeah.
I remember really wanting, like, clothes, like, in eighth grade that were not, they were, like, adult clothes. They were, like, teenage clothes.
Like a bebe shirt?
Yeah, like that, or, like, you know, just, like, my stomach out mm-hmm. and, like, a, what was the store? Not, fuck, Contempo Casuals.
Yeah.
Did you ever go there?
Yeah, I did. It was only in California, though, I think. So isn't that what originally was Urban Outfitters, or no?
I don't know. I just know that they had the sluttiest teenage clothes, and I loved every
Yeah, all
of it.
Crop top t-shirts and
crop
stuff.
Top. My yeah. mom would be like, we're so not getting cute. That. And I'd be like, why? She'd be, because you're not allowed to wear that. Or I would buy I had a little bit of money and I went out and bought snake skin bell bottoms that were like shiny and I wore them and my parents were like, oh no.
That sounds like Carmen Electra.
Yeah, it was a Carmen Electra energy for
That's
sure.
That's hot.
Yeah. The thought of Yeah, I don't know. I've always really liked clothes and fashion. I wanted to be in fashion before stand-up, mm-hmm. so it's kind of always been part of my personality.
Yeah. Well, it made me curious, thinking about your style. Have you ever dated anyone who made negative comments about your style or tried to tell you how to dress? Because that's happened to me.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Or like, you're wearing that?
Yeah, but I also, if they do that, then I just double down. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I am.
Uh-huh.
Like, almost
Did it ever
like a
make you feel
teenager.
Bad?
Yeah, for a second. But then also, I get a lot of compliments mm-hmm. on what I wear. So I kind of, I feel like if there's one thing I know, it's like what I can wear.
So you're like, psh, you just don't get it.
Yeah, you just don't get it.
Yeah, and, like. One time a guy goes to me, navy blue and black?
That's weird.
Like I was wearing like black pants and like a navy blue shirt or
That's
something.
That's weird that he would
and
say
And I'm like,
that.
I know. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, that doesn't match. And then he'd be like, you need like an all black bag. Like, yeah, and he would always be trying to like tell me what to wear.
Well, I used to always tell my boyfriends what to wear mm-hmm. until recently because I started realizing, like, if the situation was reversed, I would hate that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you date a guy and you're like, bro, let me help you out. Like, yeah. you're making yourself and me look worse. Let me just tell you what you should wear.
Yeah.
I can help you, please. Like, I know this. And they're like, and then, but if the opposite were to happen to me, I would be offended.
Yeah. I dated a guy who wore a chain wallet, but, like,
oh my God.
It just wasn't the right vibe. You know, it didn't look good or cool. It was
it's
just
never
like,
looked good or cool.
Yeah. It was just like uncomfortable. And I was like, stop wearing that chain wallet. And then it goes, I haven't seen you wear anything dope yet.
No, no.
Yeah.
I remember being like, having a boyfriend that wore something I didn't like and I begged him not to wear it and he's like, stop trying to change me. It's like, I am trying to change you and you should want to be changed. You need this change more than you fucking know.
Yeah.
But no, it's interesting because now my boyfriend now, I had like that, I have like this weird caftan that I was like, should I wear this on stage?
Is that, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you should. You should absolutely wear that on stage. And he's like egging me on. So then I like got in the car and like dressed like a fucking clown and he's encouraging it. So that's fun.
Yeah. I love that he encouraged that.
Yeah.
And didn't he write like my cult leader?
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Let's see. What's the next question we got here? The ever polarizing Billy Joel. Does that mean anything to you? I mean, I know who Billy Joel.
But what's polarizing about Billy? I mean, first of all, classic artist.
But
I mean,
like, does he
Girl,
mean anything to you?
No,
do you talk about him, or is this just a random question?
No, this is just a random question about Billy Joel, and you know what? I'm here for it. I like Billy Joel.
And we'll leave it at that.
And we'll leave it at that.
Okay, this is another bad question. Do you know what's a banana split? Is that something other than...
I don't know. I think it must be something sexual because this same fucking dude is out here sliding my DM. This guy's always asking me if I know what a banana split is.
That's weird.
And he does it too. He's messaged me that several times, so I'm sure it's the same guy. And it's like...
Yeah, of course it's the same guy.
Like, get a new bit.
Yeah.
It's not landing.
It's not landing.
I don't know. It's probably some weird thing that involves a dick, mm-hmm. is what I'm guessing. Yeah. I could look it up on Urban Dictionary, but... Can you?
Mine's on airplane mode. Is yours?
Mine's also on airplane mode.
All right. Well...
So I won't be.
All right. The next one says foot fetishism.
Foot fetishism? What about it?
Do you have one?
No. I'm not a foot person.
Have you dated? Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't, yeah. I'm not, like, proud of my feet. I'm not into feet. Have I dated a foot person? No, but I did date, like.
I've dated a foot person.
Yeah, but you have good feet. So that's, like, you're, like, a foot person, foot fetish person's wet dream. I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're dainty.
Yours were fine. I don't know
mine
what you're talking
fine.
About.
Yours are people would pay.
People,
you know what I mean?
People want me to jack them off with my feet.
Yeah, there's a difference,
Chelsea.
Yours
are just fine feet.
Mine are feet. Yours are...
sexual
feet? Yeah, yours, I guess yours could be sexualized. Mine are like, oh, never mind.
Those are feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
This is so funny because Guam gave us a question.
Okay.
What are automatic turnoffs when it comes to men?
If he's not asking any questions about you and he's just talking about himself on the first date,
ugh,
that's annoying.
Mentally
ill and weird. If on the first date he's not making an effort, mm-hmm. like, I mean, it just depends on the situation, but it's like, if it's just someone I'm going to hook up with, then I don't really and it's like casual, then that's different. But if it's like someone I'm actually going to date, I want them to like make an effort on the first date, right?
Yeah. I've gone out with a couple guys who were really big name droppers and like star fuckers. And it's such a turnoff.
Well, because it also comes across as being insecure.
Yeah.
Of like, let me pad my existence with other people's existences so you know that I have value. And it's weird. It's like actually, like, I just kind of like you, and I don't really care who you know because that's not going to change this relationship one way
or
another.
It's like that's their value that they think, or like their self-worth. And
that's
they think it's going to make them attractive, but I'm not 20.
You're like, oh, really, huh?
If I was 20, I'd be impressed that you knew this person.
Yeah.
But, like,
time had mint chip
30,
ice cream with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I'm 35
we don't care.
With fucking rocket ship pussy right now. Like, I don't, like, you know?
I don't have time for this.
Try to impress me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've already fucked him anyway.
No, yeah, kidding. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think I've told you this. I sort of liked this guy, but then he would do like really weird things like when he came.
What do you
like
mean?
He would hold like this the top of the bridge of his nose with like his thumb and pointer finger and go
yeah.
Do you remember that? Did I tell
no!
you?
No.
He did it. I think he did it 2 or 3 times.
Why did he do that?
And then I was like, I can't fuck this person anymore.
As he was coming.
He was like a great catch technically too.
They always are, Chelsea.
Like, on paper, like, it was a really great person to date, which sounds so gross. But, like, I could not stand hooking up with them.
Well, because he was going like this.
He'd be like, oh! And I'm like, whoa.
What is he doing? Did he think that
like
enhanced his
orgasm? I don't know. It was like an exorcism every time.
You know what? No.
It was crazy.
The one time I hooked up with this guy, and after he came, he goes, whoa, it shot up like a rocket ship. And I was like, took me out of it completely.
That's disgusting.
Like, can you not call your cum a rocket ship?
No. One time I was I think, giving head to this guy who was laying down, and he started lifting up his whole, like, pelvis and lower, like, up in the air as if he was being, like, resurrected. Literally, it was, like, over my head. Like, his whole body was, like, in The Exorcist. Or, like, he was, like, levitating with, like, his dick in the air, like, during the head, and I was, like,
no.
Dude, what are you doing?
No.
It was so weird. And I'm like, do I have to be up here now?
Yeah, like no.
Am I climbing the stairs with you?
No, like, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
Well, what about having sex pregnant? Is it weird?
You're the only girl who keeps asking me about that, Sarah. I want to really know on your about mind. It. It's actually, so now I'm at the stage where, like, I'm really feeling myself, like, naked.
Okay.
Because, like, my body's, like, super curvy now. And, like, my boobs are so big. And, like, you just kind of feel, like, hot when you're naked and pregnant.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's something, like, very, like, sexy about it.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes, like, I'll be, like, I've just, like, showered and I've applied oil all over my body.
Okay.
And I've put makeup on and, like, sometimes we'll put, like, a ton of makeup on to look like a fat pregnant doll. And I just, like, there's a lot of volume in my hair because it's a little dirty.
I love
and
it. I'm just, like, goddess energy.
Yes. And I'm, like, listening to music and, like, Steven's about to be home and I'm like, oh, I'm going to fuck him when he walks in. And sometimes I just, like, stay naked.
Okay.
So I do this thing now where, like, I stay naked, like, while I'm pregnant, sort of thing.
Okay.
So, like, he'll just walk in and I'll be naked, and that's how he knows I want to have sex.
I love that.
But the sex is weird because I can't lay on my back anymore. You can't lay on your back after 20 weeks at all, which is so uncomfortable. Yes. You can only be on your left side. You can only lay on your left side. You can't lay, and if you're sitting in bed, you have to be completely propped up. You can't lay on your back anymore. It's done.
Okay.
It's done.
Why?
Because there's this vein, I think, called the, I'm gonna butcher it, like, vena cava or something that sounds like that.
Okay.
And it cuts off the circulation and blood flow to, like, the baby, and it can make you, like, really like, you just can't do it, you know? So it's, like, it's really hard. So, like, positions, like, you're pretty much, like, just gonna have to be fucked from behind. And then, like, sometimes if you arch your back too much, it, like, stretches your stomach and you're like, ow.
Okay.
So, like, there's not, like, I'm still, like, trying to figure it out.
Right.
Or you can, like, lay on your back and be really propped up on pillows on the upper half of your body.
But then there's some days where you're just like, I definitely don't want to have sex.
No. Like, sometimes I'm just, like, really tired and not horny, but I'm trying to make an effort.
Do you ever get really horny for being pregnant?
Not, like, what I've heard about. Like, a couple times I'm like, yeah, I'm horny. But, like, then Stephen would be like, are you horny? And I'm like, now I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, are you just doing this for me? It's like, I was. Like, shut up. You know? Like, he picks it apart too much.
Right.
And he made such a big, I never wanted to have sex for the first 3 months because I was really sick. And he made such a big deal about it. So now I feel like I have to as much as possible now. It's really just a couple times a week.
I mean, a couple times a week's a lot, especially if you're pregnant.
I know. So, you're in a relationship. Are you comfortable with sharing how often you guys have sex?
Well, we've been having sex a lot, but that's just because
it's the beginning.
It's the beginning, and I've been staying there. Like, I was at his house for, like, 9 days in a row. So we were having sex all that time. But
because it's fun then.
Because it's fun and exciting, and it's a new relationship. So I think it's a little different than if I was pregnant and with him for a long time.
Yeah. And then, like, I'm the kind of person who wants to have sex during the day. I don't like to have sex at night because I get too tired. Now I just want to go to bed.
I get too full. Like, after I eat.
Yeah.
I need to have
too full. I can't.
Pre-dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I can't eat and then fuck. Are you insane?
No. I only want to have sex during the day.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm horny in the daytime.
You're horniest during the day.
Yeah. Or, like, late afternoon. But the sun is typically still out.
When you're horny.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And that's when I'm feeling myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
That pregnant goddess energy.
Yeah. It rolls in right before the sun sets.
Like, I'm going to get naked because Steven's going to be home soon.
And I also do this thing where, like, I have these weird pink sunglasses, you know? Yeah, a different pair. And I sometimes when I'm just naked and I hear him coming in, I'll just put them on and walk downstairs. And I've made such a habit of it just to be funny that it's like that's the sign that I'm ready to have sex. I walk downstairs naked with these pink sunglasses on.
That's so funny.
I know. Because I've done it 3 times now. So now it's like for me to inform him that I'm horny. So I just walk downstairs completely naked with the pink sunglasses on and I pose on the banister and then he follows me upstairs. And he knows what that means when he sees the pink sunglasses.
Oh, you guys are the weirdest.
I know.
That's my favorite thing.
I know. Okay, next question. When you rule the world, will you please rule benevolently? These aren't good questions.
Whenever I put up these questions, none of them are good.
No, they're never good.
You know what's a banana split? Okay. It's like, no, I don't. I don't know what the fuck that is, pervert. You
fucking loser.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a 2-part question from the same person. It's another horrible question.
Of course it's a 2-part. You can't just ask one bad. You got to double down.
This is so bad. Okay, what open micers should or would go on Big Brother reality show to gain clout?
Okay, first of all, I'm not scoping out the open mics for next talent. Are you fucking crazy? I'm trying to pay my rent. I don't have time to be scouting out talent at open mics.
I know. And then the follow-up is reality TV. Would she go on Big Brother? It's like, who's still watching that? What season are we in?
Big Brother? I think at this point, I'm going to go ahead and say no. 30? I will not be on Big Brother.
It's like, hey, what open micers do you think would gain clout from Big Brother?
Or Weakest Link. It's like, what year is it?
What network is that on anymore?
What are you fucking talking about?
See, now I have a headache. I'm dizzy.
Okay, well, you put out a lot of energy in hosting a podcast for the last hour.
No, I'm just walking you through the journey of symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here for you.
Do you have
a doula?
No, are you going to get one?
I mean,
I was going to because I wanted to eat my placenta and
Kelsey,
what?
Before you just slid right into the eating of the placenta.
It's a very LA thing.
It's a very LA thing. I know.
I don't want to eat it anymore, though.
You don't.
Because I've heard it's actually not good. You are?
I'm going to encapsulate that shit.
See, that's what I wanted to. I'd always been like
a little cooler.
Yeah. Before I got pregnant, I was always like, it was just like a known. I was like, oh, I'm going to eat my placenta. Because everyone says you put it in these pill forms and it helps with postpartum depression, anxiety.
It puts
like nutrients back in your body and probably does a couple other things it pretends to do. So I had always planned on that, and then I Googled it one day, and it said there's actually no, like, health evidence, or however the fuck you would phrase that, to seem like I know what I'm saying.
Right.
That it does anything beneficial. In fact, it can be harmful. And then when I had a call with someone who works in this field, and I'm not going to say who yet because I'll let them discuss it when they come on, but I don't want to say it wrong, so I'm just not going to mention who it is, which was like the longest story and so vague, just to back that up.
Okay.
They also were like, yeah, eating the placenta like isn't even good for you.
So I'm out here thinking about doing some Fear Factor shit for no reason.
Yeah. We're purchasing igloo coolers for nothing.
For nothing. My friend Olivia, when she was about to give birth, she was like, I need to get a cooler for the placenta. I'm like, she's like, what kind do you think? I'm like, I have no idea what kind of igloo cooler.
Did she do it?
Yeah, she did.
And do you know if it did anything for her?
I don't know. All I know is when I was watching a reality show, someone was like, all the bitches in Beverly Hills are out here eating placenta. Okay,
I don't know. It sounded cool.
It sounds cool. It sounds very goop.
Yes.
Like, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow snorted her placenta.
I was like excited to get the capsules created. And that was the only reason why I ever would have had the doula in the first place. Cause I certainly don't know how to do that type of witchcraft.
Yeah.
And you know, they do.
Yeah. Some granola doula.
So did Olivia have a doula?
Yes.
So did they come with her to the birth and like coach her through it?
I always mess this up, but I think the doula makes sure that you are comfortable and stuff, but then the midwife is there for the birth. I think the doula helps you with, like, your pre-labor.
So when
and
you're
like,
at
make sure
home.
The husband's comfortable. Yeah. And like, yeah. make sure that he's doing things to like help. I don't fucking know. All I know is that they all cost a lot of money. And then
do they? I don't even know how much they cost. How much do those little bitches cost? Just like, kidding. I'm like, sorry. I'm sorry. Who am I apologizing like any- to? The doulas of America?
The doula community
sorry,
listening to your podcast.
I know.
Like, all the doulas and midwives out there, we're sorry. We think you should get paid your rate.
I'm sorry,
however,
I'm sorry. How much is it?
Yeah, it's like thousands. It's like anywhere between 4 to 10.
What? Who's paying for that?
I don't
for
know.
For someone to tell me to sit on a medicine ball when I'm in labor?
For
I've
someone
seen the
to...
movies. I know that. I'm going to have to get a yoga ball soon.
Yeah, I'm
and
also
bounce
just
on
like,
it.
I'm not into, what about these people who give birth in water?
No. What are you, fucking seal?
I know, yeah. That's hilarious. That's amazing.
That?
No, that's so funny.
Yeah, if a friend who wants to give a natural water birth, how is that natural? What are you, fucking seal?
That's funny. I like that.
Yeah, it's, I would never, ever, ever do that. Yeah, so at the doctor's office I go to, so the appointments, you see a doctor and a midwife, and it's like they alternate in between your appointments, because at this point, the appointments that I have are just follow-ups where they listen to, like, the heart rate, and they're like, cool, everything going well, like there's not much to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say I forgot what I was talking about, but then I remembered the midwife was like, oh yeah, we're gonna be doing all these like studies and like doing water births and stuff, and I was like, oh cool, but in my head I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Water birth,
never. I don't want to. First of all, like, how long are you in the water for? Like, my fingers are going to get pruny. I know.
Imagine what your pussy's like after you've been in the water for that long.
Why would I wrinkle my entire body so this fucking baby... You're back in the world now. Enough time of you being comfortable.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be comfortable for the next 36 hours, okay?
Yeah.
That's all for the baby to come into the world gently. It's like, how about me?
Well, then if you come into the world gently, it's just downhill
from there.
How about
when
you
stretch your vagina, baby, and when you give birth
yeah.
in fucking however 20 years, you can decide if you want to be in water or not.
You also want to
have
a
callous... This is my right. This is my last right.
He
want
to have a tough kid. You can't make a tough kid by giving birth in water.
Yeah.
You know, like you want them to be able to survive.
Yeah. It's like if you go out with a guy who's kind of like a pussy and then you find out he's a water birth, it's like, of course he is.
Yeah, of course.
His name is Kyle.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then like, do you think Michael Phelps was a water birth?
Dude, Michael Phelps,
I don't know. What happened to him? Is he still swimming?
He just keeps
smoking
swimming.
Remember, he's still getting in those lanes?
He'd be like pounding. They would always show off how much Michael Phelps could eat.
Could they?
Yes. I feel like
Did he do a McDonald's commercial?
Yes. Okay. I feel like swimmers are always out here flexing how much they can eat because
they're
burning so many calories. Yeah.
Swimmers have the nicest backs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They have muscly backs.
No. Isn't it like a toned V?
I don't know. I'd fuck a swimmer if given the opportunity. An Olympic swimmer.
As long as he didn't have that damn cap on.
Yeah. No. And the goggles.
Ugh. Goggle lines.
Sex.
It's like, no thanks.
They're all like,
call me in 5 hours when the lines have disappeared off your face.
They're all steamed up.
But don't
up.
Come to me right after you smell like chlorine and fucking.
No.
Yeah. Pruny hands. We don't
I don't need you coming over with green hair.
Yeah.
No.
No. Chlorine.
Clean it
chlorine
up.
Cock.
I don't need chlorine cock.
Ooh, you have dry chlorine skin. Their skin is so dry. Do you think they're really good at moisturizing? No, because they're just getting back in the water anyway. And it's going to create an oily residue. Their skin is dry.
Do you think?
A little Speedo. But they have nice bodies. Swimmers do have nice bodies.
Yeah, swimmers have great bodies.
Broad shoulders.
Where we decide.
If we're ending.
But yeah, I want to fuck a swimmer and also I have to pee.
Okay, we can end here. Fair.
Do we answer all the good questions?
Yeah, those are it. That was it. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well.
Well, what do you want to tell us about,
what
Sarah?
Do I
wanna
tell
you got a
you
couple
about?
Things coming up.
When does this come out?
This will come out in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So not this Wednesday. Oh, next week.
So I'll be. Well, let me look at my schedule. December 8th, I will be at Brea Improv. With Kim Congdon and Josh Potter is going to be doing a set there. And then my podcast, Shank, S-H-E-N-K, is available on Spotify, iTunes. That comes out every Wednesday, and then Mondays I have a new podcast with Kim Congdon called Thicky, Kimmy, and Shank, and that one comes out every Monday, so you can hear me twice a week on wherever there's podcasts, and also on YouTube.
And if we want to get socks,
head to ohyeah.com. That's 3 O's, H-Y-E-A-H.com. Enter discount code Sarah10.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
I'm so glad I came on.
Bye.